Welcome back to my podcast, Lessons Learned. It's going to be episode 21, and I'm going to talk about just keeping things simple, how we have to simplify everything that we do to get it done. So before we get started, like always, like, comment, follow, join our team, sign up for my email subscriber list, get my monthly newsletters, and also check out my courses, and those links are in the summary of this podcast below. So, you know, why do we complicate everything? I was thinking about this the other day. We tend to complicate all things, you know, especially things that are important. Things like relationships, creating wealth, getting healthy, pretty much anything we do, we try to complicate everything. Everything's more complicated nowadays. And I thought back on my grandmother, and my grandmother, she could simplify anything. You know, if you went outside, it was cold, you go put on a jacket. If you went outside, you got wet, you go get a raincoat. You know, if you want a relationship to last, you didn't go to bed angry. You know, she didn't need the Weather Channel to explain the exact temperature, the heat index, the chill factor, all that stuff. You know, once you went outside, you either knew it's either hot or cold. And when I got my first car, the combustible engine was a really simple device, and you could perform your own maintenance on your vehicle fairly easily. You know, if you had a little bit of knowledge, you could repair it. But nowadays, you got to have a computer to fix a vehicle. And, you know, it's a shame because a lot of people miss out now on, you know, being out there with your grandfather, your father, in a hot, humid night, and working on an old vehicle that they had. Those were some good times. You know, I can remember trying to wipe the sweat off my face. You know, my hands were all greasy. And, you know, it just kind of makes me a little bit sad that kids nowadays don't get to experience those moments that we had when I was growing up. So everything nowadays, it's so complicated that we need to break it down to its simplest form in order to understand it. Back when I was in the jungle, I carried the explosives, and we used those to destroy the cocaine labs that we would find in the jungle. And, you know, just trying to understand the scientific facts on how explosives work, that can be really complicated. You can waste a lot of time looking at formulas, you know, trying to figure out the best locations to place the dynamite and the C4. You know, you got to put those in the certain places to obtain the most destructive power. But we didn't have a lot of time to do that. You know, we had to get in, do what we had to do, and get out. So I learned in my training that the simple fact was that the energy caused by the explosion will always travel along the path of least resistance. So if you wanted an explosion to travel in a certain direction, you know, you just had to pile rocks and other heavy objects against the charge on the opposite side of the direction you wanted that explosion to travel. You know, you just don't have to complicate things to get great results. Now, I'm a big fan of Marvel. You know, I grew up with Marvel comic books, and I love the Marvel Cinematic Universe films and everything. And so I can remember, you know, I'm watching Iron Man or watching the Avengers, and the character Tony Stark, played by Robert Downey Jr., you know, when he's faced with a problem, he calls up his computer, and several of these holographic computer screens appear in front of him. And these screens are loaded down with a plethora of scientific data. You know, it might take someone days to try to figure it out. But Tony Stark, he just looks at the data in front of him, immediately starts capturing the screen and swiping his hand to the side just to eliminate it. And he continues to do so until he's left with just one screen on which he finds his solution. He just simply broke everything down to its simplest form. And that's what we need to do to accomplish our goals. Break down our plan to its simplest form. When we first start something, it can look so complicated that we don't know where to start. And then we just don't ever commence to doing anything, right? Our goal is left unfulfilled. That's called the paralysis by analysis. And we just get too much information. We overanalyze this information and we never get started. We never even take that first step. So if you're trying to do something and are frozen by fear, or you're having paralysis by analysis, just break it down to its simplest form and just go do it. Now, some examples that I use of how I break down different projects are, like, when I started my online business, I would read books on different business opportunities and how to start them. You know, I'd search through YouTube for instructional videos, and I spoke with people who have started online businesses. I quickly found out that there's an enormous amount of information on starting online businesses, and not everyone who creates an instructional video or writes a book agrees on how to be successful. So I would watch one video and be told one thing, only to watch another video which contradicted everything I learned in the first video. You know, who could I trust? You know, did I really believe all that information they were putting out? Or were they just snake oil salesmen just trying to get my money? So this became overly complicated. You know, it filled me with anxiety. So I began to break things down to its simplest form. I asked myself the question, what do I need to do first? I began and then went on to do what I needed to learn second, and then third, and then so on until I got it done. I didn't try to tackle everything in one day. I just did a little bit every day. Another thing that I did to simplify everything was I just picked out one mentor and I learned from that one person. So if you want to get healthy, you've never exercised before, that can be a very daunting task, you know, to go to a gym, you see all these different machines, you know, you don't know how to use them, or even to take instruction from a personal trainer. You know, what I always tell people who want to start an exercise program is do the simplest thing. Start by walking. Walking is the simplest form of exercise. We do it every day. It can be done anywhere. Your next step is to begin increasing your muscle tone by doing body weight exercises. You don't need a gym to do these. They're a good way to build muscle prior to beginning your weight training. Push-ups are a great exercise for building your upper body, and they hit a lot of different muscles. You know, if you can't do push-ups, try to do push-ups with your knees on the floor. You know, if you don't have a lot of upper body strength, you can begin with incline push-ups, or you can even stand up and do push-ups against the wall. Everything is building that muscle and making you a little better every day. So throughout my life, I've had to lose weight, you know, more than one time. I gained weight pretty easily. And in the past, whenever I need to lose weight, I would see so many different weight loss books, diets, you know, that I would just be overwhelmed. And what I noticed about all these different weight loss programs is they tell you to eat the same types of food. So if you break it down into its simple form, if you need to drop some pounds, just make sure your plate is mostly covered in vegetables. On the most uncomplicated level, you know, food is made up of calories that provide us energy. If you want to drop some pounds, you must expend more calories than you take in. So if you don't expend all your calories, they're going to be stored as fat in your body. If you want to start losing weight, then start by trying to eat just a half a plate of food. Make sure that's mostly vegetables on that plate. And then you can start by replacing some food now that you're eating with foods that are actually better for you. You just always have to remember, it's a marathon, not a sprint. You don't have to lose all the weight in a little short period of time. Another example of how I simplified things in my life, I actually wrote about a blog post about back in June, which was how I tackled the Murph Challenge. So back in February, you know, I wanted to increase my workouts. I was really looking for a challenge. And so I got with my oldest daughter and we decided that we wanted to do the Murph Challenge. So the Murph Challenge consists of a 1 mile run, 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 squats, and another 1 mile run while wearing a 20-pound vest. At the time, that was impossible for me to think about accomplishing that. I just took it, I broke it down into a simple form by making a plan on how I was going to work out to be able to complete this challenge on Memorial Day, May the 25th. And so what I did is I just broke it down. Instead of doing the whole thing, I would just broke it down into fractions. And then I would train every week doing a fraction of the full event and then increase it every week. then I knew I could accomplish it. I could achieve doing a fraction of it, and my strength increased. So on Memorial Day, May 25th, 2020, 3 months short of my 60th birthday, I took on the challenge and completed it. And not the modified, do the full thing with the vest and everything. I did this challenge to remember and honor my family, my friends, and everyone who's paid the ultimate sacrifice for our country. You can accomplish anything that you set your mind to as long as you don't get paralysis by analysis and never get started. You know, in the military, we're taught early on the KISS principle, K-I-S-S, stands for keep it simple, stupid. You just break everything down to the simplest form, get out there and do it, and then just keep building on it until you succeed. All right, guys, climb aboard because this train is moving on. You can get on, you can get off, but the train keeps moving on. We're going to the top of the mountain. I will see you in the next episode.